A regional transit network in the Tampa Bay area could cost between $11 and $23 billion in capital expenditures. During their monthly board meeting this morning, TBARTA, the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, contemplated how that system would be paid for. Bob Clifford was recently hired to be TBARTA's first executive director. He said that costs for a regional transit system have to include the costs of existing bus service, as well as new construction of mass transit, such as rail lines, for the seven-county region built incrementally over many decades.
We refer to it as what is the transit version of the interstate system for this region. That plan that we're talking about, which is well beyond just 10 years, we're talking 30 to 50-year plan, long-term, that plan ranges from about $11 billion to about $23 billion, depending upon the pieces that you would select.
The cost to operate and maintain a fully built-out transit system would be about $150 million per year, Clifford told the board. He said that if all seven counties were to institute an additional 1% sales tax for transit, it would generate $488 million per year.
So that would be, you know, revenue that could be utilized for transportation if it was levied as a transportation. But that's roughly what it generates.
Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio has suggested that instead of having a regional body like TBARTA ask counties to come up with a sales tax for transit, the initiative should come from each county when its residents are ready for the idea. Hillsborough may hold a referendum to raise sales tax by 1 cent as early as 2010. Clifford said that Iorio's county-by-county idea could succeed, even for a regional effort.
Oh, absolutely, I think that could work. There's some questions of how we would handle the connectivity, but everything that the mayor and Hillsborough County in general have been talking about are purely part of our plan, right within what we're talking about. And we need to start somewhere. We need to build incrementally, so it clearly makes sense. It's now just having discussion, how do we take the next steps if they move forward and ensure that we're able to make those connectivity issues between counties over time.
Mayor Iorio, who was absent on Friday, will address the TBARTA board on the subject at their January meeting. During the 2008 session, TBARTA received $2 million from the Florida legislature. But those funds must be spent by the end of June 2009 unless changes are made. TBARTA intends to ask the legislature to allow the $2 million to be spent over several years. They are uncertain whether to make the request during next month's special session to deal with the budget deficit or during the regular session because of extra scrutiny of TBARTA during these tough economic times could result in its funding being cut. Clifford said that the legislators he has spoken with have offered their strong support for TBARTA's request, but they've given some advice.
We need to get in and get out of legislative session. This is not the session to be seen, to be heard, to hang around. You draw attention to yourself, so to speak. So that they suggested, you know, we go in, we get what we need, and then get out of there.
TBARTA is also considering raising funds from part of a surcharge on rental cars that now goes to the Florida Department of Transportation, or on a new tax on rentals. The Tri-Rail Transit System in South Florida is also seeking such funding. TBARTA has produced three maps with possible transit routes from Citrus County in the north to Sarasota County in the south. Those three maps will be combined into a blended or hybrid network, Clifford said.
What we were trying to do is put the different pieces together in various networks to test how best each piece works. And so now as we put them into a network, we'll be taking those pieces that function best and putting them into that hybrid network.
The draft of TBARTA's hybrid plan will be shared with the public in January, said Shelton Quarles, chair of the TBARTA board.
With the completion of our third round of community workshops last month, the master plan is almost finished. By this time next month, we should have a draft plan to review and share with local agencies and the public.
TBARTA will take public input following the release of the draft hybrid transit plan and will adopt the final version at either the February or March board meetings, according to Executive Director Bob Clifford. In the future, TBARTA will have to decide whether it will be the entity that owns, runs, and manages the transit system. Board members said they would schedule a special Saturday meeting sometime following their January meeting to discuss difficult and long-term questions like that. Hugh McGuire is a gubernatorial appointee to TBARTA.
If we decide after these meetings that we are going to be a managing entity or an owning entity, who knows? That's the reason we want this Saturday meeting to talk about these things, where we can sit down without interruption and discuss these things, because that's going to be a key to our future, the way I see it.
The next TBARTA board meeting will be January 23rd at USF. You can learn more at TBARTA.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.